that they know.
They know.
Pockets on swole, keep a Dutch full of dro. The ones who talk the most broke.
Yeah, they broke.
Call me Mr. C folk. Yeah, the team gon' blow.
Don't blow.
Green like we on go.
On go.
Get it fast, count slow. Headshot, peep hole.
Awesome, guys. So, yeah, I am Patrick, host of Festy Sounds, podcast that we do here in Jacksonville, Florida, featuring everything music in the local area, regionally, in the Southeast. So it's a pleasure for me to sit down with you guys and to, you know, rap with y'all a little bit, find out a little bit what makes y'all tick and, you know, where you guys get the motivation for what you do. I mean, obviously, last night was a great time, an absolute blast, OG Thursdays at Nighthawks. What was y'all's take from last night?
Last night, it was just a movie. It was like fun. It was epic. It was everything fell in place how we needed it to or wanted it to. The vibe, the energy, the performances, the artists. It was a beautiful event.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, from the moment I pulled up, you know, unexpectedly, of course, we're playing the organization music, right? Because that's, you know, got to be there doing that. And we're rocking out to it. And I just pull up in the car and everybody just got lit, you know, and that's really what the biggest thing is. And that stuff's not even planned, you know, that's when it matters the most, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's that turn up time for sure.
Yeah, and from that moment on, literally till the lights came on, people left. It was turned up like that, so.
All night long.
All night.
So the organization, you guys are local here in Jacksonville?
Yes. We're based here.
How did you guys get together? Like, are you, you know, is there a deep history with you guys?
Actually, it's like individually.
Okay.
We had Bella Mafia, we had Sleazy as an individual artist, and we had C-Nile as an individual artist.
Once we heard all each other's work, it just became history from there.
Like, one day she came and she was like, well, I want to join you guys, and it's been a year.
Yes.
Well, almost a year will be February 28th since our first single, and it's like we all came together, and the chemistry is, the energy is crazy. So.
How do you guys feed off of each other? You know, do you guys, you know, feed off of each other's energy? Do y'all,
we feed off each other's energy, and like we're basically a family, so we're around each other every single day. So we know our movements, we know each other. So like, and then we just tighten-knit. So everything is just automatic. Like we know what we're doing amongst each other.
Yeah, like he's a writer, like off the rip. So he'll write something and then we'll be like vibing, or she'll write something, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it don't really matter who come up with it first or none of that. It's just like, once it's there, it's like, boom, let's do it. 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
We got a hit.
Yeah.
And then like one night, he'll write three songs that we have to go write a verse to. So. Yeah.
Bruce, obviously, as you saw last night, Duval gets down for sure. How did you come to associate yourself with the organization, and what are your thoughts on the organization and the music that they're putting out?
Well, we met some months ago in Tallahassee. These guys are on the move all the time, and anybody wants to be successful, that's what they got to do. And so these guys are on the move all the time. They were in Tallahassee, where I'm living, and they were there at open mic, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I immediately connected with the energy instantly and was like, where are you guys from? Duval. I go to Duval. This is so rock out. It's so cool. And then another time, I just actually fell out here to come over to the Jordan Davis Memorial, a young man that was shot for the sound and the cars thing. Remember, and we all hooked up, and you guys showed up. You know, they came. I was there. They came and showed up, and it was like, okay, that's pretty cool. And we went to a little party, chilling, and vibed, you know, that kind of stuff. And then here I am. They invited me out to come to the OG Thursdays and chill with them here in Duval, killing it, you know, and that energy level. And so we really vibed together really well. So it's a privilege for me to be with you guys too. So
thank you.
OG, how do you see yourself as an influencer on the scene? You know, you're not necessarily behind the mic, but you are a public figure. You're out there in front of hundreds of thousands of people on social media. How do you find the influence on the scene, and where do you get that from?
Well, to me, it's a great privilege. to be here. I did not do this planned, you know what I'm saying? It just so happened to occur, I guess, listening to hip-hop music 24-7, 365 in my car, driving all over the southeastern United States over 10 years, put me in a place where I guess I have accumulated a lot of knowledge and a lot of some experience. And then I've been learning a whole lot with people as well. You know, I am 59 years old, so I have some life experiences. I have my stories as well. But the story of the last 10 years with the car and being in the culture, being in the people, and being in this position right now is to me a great honor. I treat it with a great deal of respect. I carry the title OG given to me. I would not have put that to myself, but given to me. And with that, I think comes a responsibility to really listen and pay attention and to contribute. Well, that's a big part of it. And I am that. It just matters to me so much, and I love it a great deal because of that, really, from the roots. So,
you know, you're not just in Jacksonville or in Florida. You are, you know, all over the place. Obviously, if you look at your IG page, there's, you know, photos, videos from all over the country. What do you see that's special out of the organization and out of the Jacksonville music scene? And where do you see the potential for this scene to go?
Okay. Wow. Well, first of all, we were even talking about this early. These guys, you know, the energy that they have together, the fact that they collaborate together is a big thing because that's a huge part of it. As much as people talk about getting to where they're going to get alone, yeah, some of the journey is, you know, a solo, a little bit, you know what I'm saying, individually. But ultimately, we all going to be working with some people to help us get there. And these guys really work well together. They also, you know, for what it's worth, people up there on the stage, you know, you got to be prepared. And you got to treat that audience, even if it's one, as if there's 10,000. And these guys do that. And they spit their lyrics. They got it. It's in the mic. You know what I'm saying? You can hear it. And that matters. And you're going to level up. That's what you got to start to do. And so I see that with these guys, definitely, you know. And like I said, just it's like that energy, but especially those more technical and professional kinds of distinctions to me categorize them in that level. Does that make
sense?
Yeah. And then Duval, well, Jacksonville, you know, come on, man. Jacksonville, banking capital of the Southeast, in case you didn't know, or Florida, definitely, right? Look at all the buildings. I'm just saying, this city and this area is scheduled for 21st, 22nd century kind of stuff, for real, real. All right, everything's gone in South Florida, but trust me, this area is the largest county in area in the United States, okay? There's a lot of growth here, a lot of potential. It's massive. Big port city, rail city. I mean, you just look around. Jacksonville's gonna kill the game. And musically as well, I believe. I just am so amazed at the artistic center that's here and in development now. And that I fell in it is, you know, one of those blessings that just continues. So,
you guys are on the ground floor of like an emerging hip hop scene here in Jacksonville. What's that like to know that you guys could be such a big influence on the hip hop scene here in Jacksonville?
Y'all gotta excuse me because last night was lit. My voice is gone, but I'm home. Yeah. As far as, you know, being in our scene, it's like we're starting a whole new era as an independent, because a lot of artists, they feel as if they need certain things and certain people to maneuver, and we don't operate like that. We operate with each other. So we're trying to set a whole new platform and a whole new bar for independent artists or individuals, period. We're out here trying to move and do something. So I feel like as far as us being a part of that, it's going to be a way bigger picture than what we're just doing right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, we do it all, but we make it easier for people that feel different to do it also. Cause like, if you look at our group, I'm the only male. Like, everything is already different about the group entirely, but everybody on, they individualize. We have our own differences, but when we come together, we make it one. And like a lot of people watch that, even if they say it or not. A lot of people emulate it, a lot of people, but it's not like no bad thing because we all need to elevate in this city and come up and be better. So, I mean, it's good to be at that foundation and on that ground floor because from ground floor, you just go up. So
nowhere to go but up right now.
Nowhere to go but up.
It's a foundation laid, so you just got to keep building.
What are some of the steps that you guys are taking to solidify that the goals y'all have are going to be achieved?
Staying focused.
Definitely.
Tunnel vision. Staying motivated. We motivate each other. You know, I asked to be a part of this situation for a reason. Because they gave me a whole new motivation. And it was like, the vision, it was just there. It's just meant to be. So it's like, It's just a vibe, an energy that we have, and it's like,
it's all work, no
you idea. You have no other choice but to vibe with it. You know,
like instead of looking for that help or, you know, looking for somebody to give you that hand, we went out and we learned it on our own. So we do everything on our own.
We go get it.
You know, we don't have to come out the pocket really to get somebody to do something for us. We'll do our own designs. We'll do our own clothing, as you see everybody wearing it.
Yeah.
Everything. We have our own tattoo artists. We have a whole little umbrella that's full of talented people.
Yeah. Explain Guilty by Association and the clothes that you guys are wearing right now.
Guilty by Association it's like our album, but it's volumes with that also, but it's also a lifestyle with everybody, period. Like, you guilty by the people you hang around, your race, your creed, anything, your religion, so it's deeper than just the music. And like with all of us, we already feel as we black sheep regardless. So we guilty by association off top. So I mean, it's like, it's a lifestyle with that too, but it's also, even within our music, like it's, every song don't sound the same. Every song not the same subject, and our songs don't sound like nothing that's out now because we talking about our real lives or just everything that we go through.
And we know we don't follow trends. We make our own.
Yeah.
Speaking of trends, OG, your car is something else. Where do you get the influence to build that, you know, where do you get that creative vibe to put your unique take on that vehicle?
that is, you know, it has been an organic process. I didn't plan any of it with the car either. One thing just fell in place to another thing that fell in place to another thing that fell in place. The paint was a gift from a painter outside of New Orleans, Candyman Mike. You know what I'm saying? He reached out to me because I'm on the road all the time. And he's like, man, it would be my privilege to do the paint on your car because I know it'll be out there and people will see and appreciate. You know, a lot of times people get paint like that, never drive the car, sits in a driveway.
Right.
I want people to touch it and look at it and feel it. So it has a mark here and there and a ding here and there. So, you know what I'm saying? The wheels, Corleone Forge out of Texas, they're remarkable. They stepped up and let me design those wheels myself to match up with the paint that I get. You know what I'm saying? So one thing and another thing and a lot of blessings along the way and people come along and say, man, we love what you're doing with the car, you know, and get out there and do it. So it's just been organic and really how it's happened, you know. And I started doing it raising my kids in it 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They liked the big wheels. They saw a video back in the day called King of the Streets, East Coast Riders. Anybody knows Big Wheel Scene that's heard of that before? That was the definitive video that put Big Wheels on the scene. It was taken all down in Miami. I grew up in Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. So it made a lot of sense. And we just hooked up with it and grew from there.
What's the next whip?
My Challenger RT, I got to put the wheels on that, get some Corleones put on that, because that's really almost my everyday car now, because the Magnum has gotten to the point where I just can't, you know, it has to be service for the next trip. But you know me, I just don't see myself even trailering it to go anywhere. I'll always drive it. You know, that's the point. People see it for real. And as I travel around and with social media, people make it's real. You know, like when I run into people, it's for real when they come up and they're like, oh my God, you know, check out the car. We love what you're doing. I'm like, and it's a hug and it could be anywhere I go. So I always drive that car when I go. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned previously that where you are now, more as a public figure, happened completely organically. You served in the military. You worked in the banking sector for a while. With all of the things that you've been through and how you're constantly learning and evolving, what are some pieces of advice that you shell out to people like the organization and young up-and-coming hip-hop artists?
Like what you guys said, make your own lane, so to speak. Don't pay attention to really anybody else, and that includes haters, but just do your thing. Stay focused on the thing that you have. Don't give up. It is a struggle. Sometimes it's bittersweet. Sometimes you get great news and really bad news in the same day, right? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, well, it's still middle of the road. We're still going. You know, you're still moving forward. That's the biggest thing. And always be humble. Know where you came from and continue learning. I don't care how old I am. There's always something I'm learning every single day, believe me. You know? And how young you are, you'd be surprised how much you may know as well. So it's kind of a reverse, you know what I'm saying, all the way around. We all learn it from each other.
Right.
Fabulous thing. So
awesome, guys. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I truly appreciate it. I know that us at Festy Sounds really appreciate it as well. It's really good to meet you guys and see what y'all are doing.
Thank you for having me.
The party last night was off the hook, so keep them coming. Yes, Nighthawks is a great spot, so it's definitely a good place to keep them rolling.
Shout out to Ian. Smoke City.
106.7 Soul Media. The family. There it is. Well, thank you guys again so much. Truly appreciate it. Best of luck with everything in 2018, and go get them.
Yes.
We're at them.
I'm like, what did they know? Pockets on swole, keep a gush full of dro. The ones who talk the most broke.
Yeah, they broke.
Call me Mr. City Folk. Yeah, the team gon' blow. Ring like we on go. Get it fast, count slow. Headshot, peep hole. These smokes, they home.
Yeah.
Go wipe your nose, gotta get it before I go. I hit him inside of yokes. Gunpowder and smoke, yeah, they hatin', but we gon' blow, cause right now we doing the most. Take a shot, pick a toast. You can pick him up at the dough. I be in the cut like a soul. I be with the team, count Joe. In a minute, money mo. Crunch time, looking like a special lunchtime. Meals on wheels, hit him with the drive-by.
I know, made it. But we still gon' blow.
And we still gon' blow.
They said that we never make it.
I like, what the fuck, I ain't know.